This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Go Bears! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, we are only one day away now from Eagles versus Giants. It really is a quick turnaround from going to Thursday night. Saquon talked on Tuesday about how he gets it for the fans. It's exciting. And obviously, you're always excited to play a game. But man, that turnaround is quick. Players in the locker room on Sunday were already kind of getting their body ready. They had massage chairs out there. They've had a late practice scheduled this week, as you would, you know, understand, considering they have only a few days between games. But I'm excited for the game. It's a good test for the Eagles to see just how in sync they are. And if they are in sync, they should blow this Giants team out, because this Giants team is trash. They should be able to beat them fairly easily. So we're going to start to preview that game today as we get into the lines, talk about the Eagles defensive line versus the Giants offensive line and the Giants defensive line versus that Eagles offensive line. And then, of course, we're going to talk about some of the latest news with the team. So let's start where we always do, with what is on the schedule for today. And today is basically like a Friday for the Eagles, kind of more like a Saturday. But for us, it's a Friday, as we will hear from Nick Sirianni for the final time, as he will speak to the media at 10:45 a.m. Always a lot to get into with Nick. So he will speak them. I doubt it'll be on WIP. You should have the Odyssey app open anyway. But if you don't get a chance to check out Twitter during it or listen to it, we'll obviously have anything interesting he has to say from that afterwards. So that'll be at 10:45. And then from the injury report, we got some good news and some bad news. So Saquon Barkley popped up on the injury report on Monday with a knee injury. Now, he made it pretty clear, like, I'm playing in the game on Thursday. He said, you know, we didn't even really practice on Monday. It's just an estimation. But talking to him on Tuesday, it's obvious he's going to play in that game. So good news, Saquon Barkley will be out there. The bad news is it does not seem like Landon Dickerson is going to be out there. Not practicing, still dealing with that knee injury. And my guess is it's going to be, you know, a couple games for Landon. I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. And I don't think he'll play against Minnesota, but it wouldn't shock me, but I would guess he will not. And they're probably going to use this time between the Giants game, the Vikings game, there's that next Giants game, and then of course the Packers game with the bye. So yeah, I think Landon is going to be out for a few games. So that's not great news, but it's good to know Saquon is going to be out there. All right. Let's get into what was kind of the story of the day, although it didn't get like as much traction as I thought, but I still feel like it was the big story surrounding the Eagles on Tuesday, and that was the report from our good friend. I love to see one of our guys get a scoop. Like, normally it's the national guys that get this type of stuff. Shout out to our guy, local beat legend, food connoisseur, Jimmy Kempsky of Philly Voice, got the scoop that Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, and Saquon Barkley met this week for a few hours, and it was a productive conversation. The tweet came out, unfortunately, as the Philly season was falling apart, so maybe that's why. But for all the talk about their relationship and, you know, them not talking after that play, very noteworthy that the three of them decided to meet. So at practice on Tuesday when the locker room opened. Of course, had to ask about it. So first, asked Saquon Barkley about it, about the meeting, and here is what he had to say.
There was a report that you, Jalen, and AJ met for a few hours. Is that accurate, and can you tell us about the meeting?
Yeah, we had a conversation, but I'm not going to speak too much on it. I feel like that conversation is meant to stay between us, but focus was all about the team, and I think it was a good thing.
So I don't know who called this meeting. Actually, first, let me play Jalen. And then Jalen Hurts was also asked a series of questions about it. And so here's Jalen Hurts talking about the meeting.
Yeah, just us talking about the collective, talking about taking ownership for what we can and talking about how we move forward as a team so we continue to find ways to win games.
Why the need for a meeting, do you think?
It's really just teammates being teammates.
What was your takeaway? In conclusion of the meeting.
Say it again.
What was your takeaway conclusion of the meeting?
I don't want to make this about that, right? We got a short week. We got a division opponent coming in here. I enjoyed every second of it, and I'm enjoying every second of every opportunity we have to improve. And so that's what I've always made it about. That's what I continue to make it about. It's truly about the collective and what we do and the opportunities we have in front of us. And so everybody in this building just wants to take advantage of that.
Worth noting that AJ Brown did not speak to the media on Tuesday. He left the facility as the media was standing outside, walked by us, and did not talk. So no AJ Brown quote on this meeting that happened between the three of them. And like I started to say, I don't know who called the meeting, but I would guess it was Saquon. And I think Saquon deserves credit for that. Saquon is a very underrated leader. I had heard last year when things were getting a little rough, remember there was like the passing comment and then the like Brandon Graham insinuating or revealing, I guess is a better word there, that Jalen and AJ aren't friends anymore. I'd heard Saquon was pretty instrumental behind the scenes and being a leader and leading some meetings then. So I think Saquon deserves a ton of credit for making this happen. I think it's important that the three of them talked. And when I say the three of them, like, frankly, I don't know how important it is that there was a third person there. Or I don't know how important it is who the third person was. I just think it's important that this happened. I've been very clear on the pod over the past few weeks and definitely over the last few days about how important it is that Jalen and AJ communicate. Whether they're friends or not, it is what it is. I hope they become friends. You want to see people be friends. And I hope they work past whatever they're working through. But ultimately, our concern in terms of the fans and then the media and discussing the team is that they are productive on the field and that they get things fixed on the field. And so I think having them sit down, seeing that they talk, frankly, like we knew they talked in meetings, but seeing that they talked like in some other capacity is good. And I think it's good Saquon called it. I think it's good that Jalen and AJ went to it. I think it's a good sign that it happened. And so I think it's all positive. Now, do I think this fixes a problem? No, because last year we know that they had their issues and here we are dealing with it again. So do I think this is the last time we will talk about their relationship? No. Do I think there will likely be reports on Thursday about the two of them? Yes. Do I think until this team plays better, it's going to be a topic of conversation? Yes. Do I think if AJ's on the team next year, will this pop up again? Probably. Like, I think this is just going to be a storyline. And something that happens with them. But I think it's definitely positive that the three of them met. And I definitely think it's a really good sign for Saquon that he made it happen. So we'll see what the next story is and the as the AJ and Jalen relationship turns. But definitely a positive, positive development in this saga. All right. So speaking of AJ, I thought this clip from Brian Daboll was so funny. Now, Brian Daboll is a bad head coach. He loses all the time. His teams aren't very good. Just not a good head coach. But he certainly knows how to play the media game because on Tuesday, Brian Daboll met with reporters and was obviously asked about the Eagles. And he had an interesting comment to say about AJ Brown. So here's Brian Daboll talking about the Eagles offense and letting something slip on AJ.
Yeah, you watch all the games and you watch him when he's out there get open, big, strong, fast, has good hands, can run any route you want him to run. Sure, they can throw in the ball as many times as they want. That means Saquon doesn't get it, or give it to Saquon, and AJ doesn't get it. There's one ball. They're all really good players. Smitty, I mean, I've been around Smitty. I think he's an exceptional receiver, too. So I think whatever they want to do, or think they need to do, that's what they'll do. You have to watch the tape. AJ's open a lot. But give it to Saquon, and he's got productive yards. You run a zone read or throw it to Smitty, there's another thing. There's a lot of weapons, I would say, on that offense. And whatever they choose to do is what they do.
You can't tell me that Brian Daboll did not think to himself, oh, a little bit of drama there. Let me poke in that AJ's always open. Let me just throw that out there. Like, yeah, AJ's open. I don't know why he's getting the ball, but AJ's open. And the sad thing is, I agree with him. Like, I think AJ is open. I think the idea that he's covered on these routes, like, of course, he's not 2-3 yards of separation on some of these plays, but AJ's getting open. AJ's creating enough separation to get the ball. And I think Brian Daboll poking at that is smart by him. I think it's funny, and I'm sure it's something the Eagles will hear about in their facility. So, you know, Nick will talk later today. Maybe we'll ask Nick about that. But I thought it was just a funny little thing from Brian to point that out. Also interesting to note, pretty sure Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator that benched Jalen in the championship game against Alabama. So potential revenge on the mind there for Jalen, and I'm sure Brian is poking at that with that comment. All right, final thing Jalen Hurts had to say was about the viral clip of him on the final, I guess you could call it a Hail Mary. So on the final play of the game, Jalen throws it up about 30 yards. So not truly a Hail Mary, but throws it up 30 yards. And after he throws it, just sprints towards the end zone. Now the ball falls incomplete, as we know, and he doesn't impact the play, but he sprinted there, which is not something you normally see a quarterback do. So I asked Jalen about it, and in classic Jalen fashion, he had this to say about it.
You never know. I hate to lose.
Are you close with it?
No, that's just you never know. Never know.
Can you imagine if he would have caught that ball? The like euphoria in the stadium, how that would have been a legacy play for him. Like, if he caught his own pass on the Hail Mary, that would have been absurd. I mean, that would have been a commercial, right? Like, that would have been a Jordan commercial. So I think it's funny he did it. I think it's good he did it. Will he ever get it? Probably not. Just like Jalen Carter will probably never dive down and catch the snap before when quarterbacks are spiking it, but it's good to do and it's good to try. So I thought that was a funny little thing from Jalen there, and we'll see if he doesn't again. I'm sure Eagles fans are hoping he never has to again, because that means they are trailing on the final play of the game and likely are not going to win. All right, so outside of Jalen talking and the AJ Saquon Jalen secret meeting, we did hear from Vic Fangio on Tuesday. Now Kevin Petullo talked as well, didn't really have much to say. Did say he's been, you know, the coaching staff's been up late at night. He joked getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep is a good night for them. So they're certainly working going up to this Giants game. But Vic Fangio spoke. Now, he did offer some optimism for the Phillies. He pointed out that, you know, it's not over till team gets 3 wins and the Dodgers only have 2. So he still has hope. I can't blame people for not, though. But it's good Vic Fangio is still hoping. But he was asked about Aziz Ojulari. So Aziz Ojulari going back to face his former team this Thursday night and just in time got on the field. We'll talk about it when we preview the Eagles defensive line versus the Giants offensive line. But he played quite a bit, and I thought he played really well. So Vic was asked about Aziz, and here's what he had to say.
Circling back to Aziz, what do you think, I guess, took him so long to kind of crack the rotation or get the opportunity? And then how do you see it going forward? Have you seen a lot of progress, I guess, in between the start of the season now?
Yeah, when you're dressing 4 or 5 outside backers / edge players, you know, special teams plays a major part in who's 4 and who's 5. And when Nolan went down, that gave him an opportunity. And Ojo went down, you know, gave him an opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I've been saying they should play Aziz. He did not have a good training camp, in my opinion, but their pass rush has not been good enough where they can rule out a player that has been a productive NFL player when he's been out on the field. And I'm not surprised that he got out there and played well. I think he's a good pass rusher. The numbers back it up, and I think he'll help him if he gets consistent snaps. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward how he does with that. But it sounds like he's going to play quite a bit against the Giants as well. And kind of like Kelee Ringo, who Vic Fangio insisted, or Sorry, I'm just messing that all types of up. Kind of like Kelee Ringo, who Vic Fangio insinuated is likely going to start again. I think you could see Azeez win a role on this team moving forward because other edges are just not playing well enough. There's snaps there to be won, and I think Azeez has a good chance of doing it. Speaking of snaps there to be won, there are not snaps to be won at linebacker. Jahad Campbell is playing awesome. Zach Bond is playing awesome. But N'Kobe Dean's back. N'Kobe Dean is healthy. It's just a matter of when he steps on the field. But the tough thing is there's not really room for him. So Vic was asked about the potential that N'Kobe could play this Thursday night. And he said he thought it could happen. But when it came to a role, it didn't sound as encouraging. So here's Vic Fangio on N'Kobe Dean.
At this time last week, you were still waiting to see how N'Kobe looked. Now that you've had a week seeing him, how do you think he factors in when he gets out there?
There's a chance he could be active this week. Not positive yet.
And what type of role do you anticipate for him?
Oh, it would just be, because he hadn't had any game, no training camp. It wouldn't be a full-time role yet.
We've been talking about this on the pod for weeks. So, you know, if you're just now starting to think about it or just hearing about it elsewhere, like, this is something I've been thinking about. It's a really, really tough spot. And, you know, could they put Jahad at edge for some snaps and get N'Kobe out there? Could they put Zach Bond at edge to get N'Kobe out there? I think they'll do something. But Vic Fangio really likes N'Kobe. He had a really good year for them last year, obviously. So I think they will find a way. And it doesn't sound like it'll be this Thursday night just because, again, like Vic said, he didn't have a training camp. He hasn't played this year. But that Packers game, maybe after the bye or this long bye between, or mini bye, I guess I should say, between the Giants and Vikings, I think it could happen in that Vikings game as well. So I'm excited to see N'Kobe back out there. I know he's worked hard to get there. He's a fan favorite. And I think everyone will be happy to see N'Kobe back out on the field. So on the other side, we are going to start previewing this game, a game that they should absolutely not lose. And we're going to start with the most important matchup in the game, which is the lines. The Eagles defensive line versus the Giants offensive line, and the Giants defensive line versus that Eagles offensive line. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Okay, let's get into previewing this game, a game that in some ways feels like a little silly to preview. The Eagles are way better than the Giants. They are just a flat out better team. The Giants, not a good team. They lose all the time. They're 1-4 this year. They were 3-14 last year. Like, they just don't win. They don't win. So really, as we go through the matchups of this game, you're going to hear a lot of the Eagles should win this matchup. Because guess what? The Eagles should win this game. But if there is any area on the Giants that could cause the Eagles some problems, it is their defensive line. So we're going to start this week off previewing the battle along the lines. We're going to look at the Eagles defensive line versus the Giants offensive line. And then, of course, the Giants defensive line versus the Eagles offensive line. And the Giants defensive line, easily the best unit on the team. The Eagles have really, you know, in these first few weeks, really faced a lot of teams that have like young, exciting defensive lines. The Broncos, the Rams, now the Giants, like good young talent on there. And the Eagles have good young talent on their defensive line too. They just, they're lacking that like stud edge that a lot of these other teams have. Whether it's Jared Verse, whether it is Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau is not like elite. And then, you know, the Broncos obviously with Bonita and Jonathan Cooper. So the Eagles don't have that elite edge, but a good matchups here of young talent, and the Eagles certainly have some young talent on their defensive line as well. But let's start with the Giants offensive line, because in all my years covering the Eagles, one thing that has been very, very true the past few years, and really for a longer than that, but definitely for the past few years, is the Giants have a trash offensive line. They have had major problems there rebuilding their offensive line. Now, a minor difference this year is they're not as bad as they used to be. Again, still not a great team, still not a great offensive line, but their offensive line is like at best average now, whereas I think over the past few years, they were at best terrible and at worst horrendous. Now they're mostly just terrible, but can be average at times. So let's look at the Giants offensive line. First up, they've again been like better. So this year they're 10th in pass blocking, which is pretty surprising according to Pro Football Focus. 23rd in run blocking. They're not a good running team. The Eagles should be able to contain the run, but they have some guys that have played relatively well on the offensive line. So their starting offensive line, assuming everybody's healthy, and we'll see by the time we get to Thursday what the situation is there, but left tackle Andrew Thomas, left guard Joe Runyon, obviously the son of Eagles great John Runyon, center John Michael Schmitz, right guard Greg Van Roten, and then their right tackle, who's, you know, bounced around, but Jermaine Illuminor, who might potentially have an injury issue heading into the game, but with a short week, you never know. So we'll see if he plays in the game, but similar to the Broncos offensive line, they've had continuity. They've had their guys play mostly every game together. Now, Andrew Thomas has missed some time, but the other four starters have played basically every single snap this year. So assuming Andrew Thomas plays and Andrew Thomas is a good player, they do have continuity on the line. So let's look at each of the players, where the Eagles can attack, what some of the matchups will be. So this line starts with Andrew Thomas. Now, the good news for the Giants is he plays the most important position on the line, arguably, in left tackle. A first round pick in 2020, the fourth overall pick in that draft, took him a few years, but was a second team all pro in 2022 and has been outstanding this year. He's a fifth best pass blocking offensive tackle in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, and he's put up zeros, zero pressures, zero hurries, zero sacks. So, you know, the Broncos, the offensive line heading into last week had not allowed a single sack. The Giants offensive line has allowed sacks, but Andrew Thomas has been outstanding. So definitely a really tough matchup for the Eagles. Now, we'll see like where they line players up, and we'll get into the matchups in a little bit. They have switched their edges up almost week by week. There hasn't been as much of a predominantly this guy lines up here, but whoever is going up against Andrew Thomas, definitely a tough matchup. The left guard, Joe Runyon, I keep wanting to say John Runyon, but Joe Runyon, 44th rated guard according to Pro Football Focus, and was actually 44th last year as well. He's allowed 2 sacks, 4 hits, and 7 hurries. So the interior of their line is the weak part of their line. They have a, you know, again, Andrew Thomas, and then Illuminor is decent. So they have like okay tackles overall. Obviously, Illuminor brings them down, and Andrew Thomas is really good. But the interior of their line is where I think the Eagles can attack. So Joe Runyon, attackable. John Michael Schmidt, still a young player, second round pick in 2023. Had a really bad year last year, has been better this year. Hasn't allowed a sack yet, but still not like a player that really Moro Jomo, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter should be having problems with. Like that left guard center spot is definitely a good advantageous matchup for Jalen Carter, and certainly would be great if Jalen Carter decided to have his coming out party in the 2025 season on primetime Thursday night. Like, they could use a big time Jalen Carter game, not because the Giants are good, but just because the matchup is there, and it would be good to see Jalen Carter get going. He's not been bad this year, but he's just not been Jalen Carter, and he's not been the level of player they're used to seeing. So interior of their line, definitely you can get after him. And then Greg Van Roten on a right guard. The Giants have a lot of journeymen. He's been with Green Bay, Seattle, Jacksonville, Carolina, the Jets, Buffalo, the Raiders, and even played in Toronto. So he has bounced around. He signed with the Giants last season, was bad last year, has been bad this year. That interior of the line, like, this is a big defensive tackle game. Now, the right guard, like we talked about, Jermaine Illuminor, also bounce around a little bit. Baltimore, New England, Miami, Jacksonville, LA, has been with the Giants for over a year. Was bad last year, has been slightly better this year. But the right side of the line as well, definitely a matchup that I think the Eagles could take advantage of. So you look at this offensive line, and the 10th in pass blocking according to Pro Football Focus, I obviously respect their opinion. I think that seems strong. Like, they've not been that good, in my opinion. Also, talking to my friends that cover the Giants, like, they're just not impressed with the offensive line. So the question is, who's going to be matched up with who, and how can the Eagles take advantage of it? Let's look at the snap counts for last week for the edges, because obviously with Nolan Smith out and then Okoronkwo out, they've had to mix some things around. And I thought the snap counts were pretty interesting. So Jalix Hunt played the most snaps last week against the Broncos. Not overly surprising. He's like their best edge now, in a way, or at least like most important edge. But Za'Darius Smith and Azeez Ojulari tied for second place with snaps. So Azeez goes from not playing in the first month to getting the second most snaps on the team at the edge position. Got more than Josh Uche. Josh Uche got 29 snaps. So really surprising. I thought Uche's played well this year. To see Azeez kind of overtake him that quickly is surprising. And it's a revenge game for Azeez, right? Like, he was with the Giants. They let him go in free agency. He's not had the best start to his Eagles career. I did think he played well last week. I thought he came in and made an immediate impact. He was good against the run, which is definitely going to help him. But yeah, so they went mostly with those four. Patrick Johnson got on the field for 8 snaps, and they moved them around to an extent. Za'Darius Smith and Josh Uche split snaps on both sides. Jalix Hunt this season has mostly split snaps on both sides, but against the Broncos, he played predominantly on the left, and then Azeez in his first action of the season played predominantly on the right. So I think, you know, assuming they run with the same rotation, you'll see Za'Darius and Uche move around, and then Jalix Hunt will go up against Jermaine Illuminor, and Azeez will go up against Andrew Thomas. So the good news for Azeez is he has experience going up against Andrew Thomas. They were on the same team last year. They were on the same team for multiple years. So he's gone up against him quite a bit. He can use that experience to help him in this game. So I think the Eagles defensive line has the edge in this one. Not that the Eagles defensive line's been outstanding. I just think the Giants offensive line is there for the taking. And then obviously with Jackson Dart there, a rookie quarterback making his third start, his pocket presence is certainly not something that's great at this point. So I think they should get plenty of pressure on Dart. He can move, he will run, and he can be an effective runner. Like, we saw him have a touchdown in his first start against the Chargers. But I think the Eagles defensive line has the advantage in that matchup against the Giants offensive line. Now, on the other side of the ball, it's a different story. And the Eagles offensive line has been in rough shape this season. Now, we know Landon Dickerson likely not playing in this game. In fact, I would say almost definitely not playing in this game. Might not even play in the team's next game against Minnesota. Brett Toth came in last week and I thought played okay. I actually thought the protection last week was maybe the best it's been so far this season. But overall, they've not got the normal play that they're expecting from that offensive line. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, even when the offensive line was playing at its best, this is a tough matchup against the Giants. But with the Eagles' offensive line not playing at its best, it's a really, really tough matchup. The Giants are absolutely stacked on the defensive line. It truly is the only position on the team where they have an abundance of talent. Like, the best five players on the team might all be on the defensive line. And it starts with the edges, which is a change because for a while, Dexter Lawrence has been their best player. Dexter Lawrence, the defensive tackle, has not been as good the past year and 4 or 5 games as he's been in the past, but he's still a very good player. He just isn't putting up those pass rush numbers that you normally see from him. Outside of that, at defensive tackle, really not much there. So it's pretty much Dexter Lawrence and then a really, really strong group of edges. Now, you know the way that they view him as strong is they really only play three of them. They give all the snaps to the top three guys, and those top three guys are, of course, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Abdul Carter, the player that there were rumors the Eagles liked enough in the draft to potentially move all the way up into the top five to get. He doesn't fall far enough. The Giants take him. And in some ways, it's a smart decision. He's a great player. You build along the lines. They ended up getting their quarterback in Dart, or the player they hope is their quarterback in Dart. So I think anytime you can just add a high-level player to key position, it's a smart pick. And he's been really, really good. I thought he was a pro-ready player. I think the Eagles did too. And he's come into the NFL and proven it. He has the 11th most pressures in the NFL so far this season with 22. He has a sack, 7 hits, 14 hurries. He moves between the left and the right. Kayvon Thibodeau, the 21st most pressures in the NFL so far this season, 18. 10 hurries, 5 hits, and 3 sacks. He moves between the left and the right. And Brian Burns, the player they traded serious draft capital for to get from Carolina, he's also been really good. The 13th most pressures in the NFL, 12 hits, 5 hurries, 4 sacks. He splits between the left and the right. So you look at that, they have three guys that are basically averaging around 4 pressures a game. They get to the quarterback a ton. They move them all around. It's tough if you're Jordan Mailata or Lane Johnson, you're preparing for multiple guys. This isn't a situation like George Karloftis lines up only on one side. So like, you could prepare for that matchup. This matchup, you're preparing for all three. So you're watching tape for all three. And then you're not watching a ton of tape of this guy, but Chauncey Golston also gets in the game, doesn't really play a ton, but it's mostly those top three guys. And as a result, they have a very, very good pass rush. In fact, according to Pro Football Focus, they have the seventh best pass rush in the NFL so far this season. That ranks ahead. The Eagles actually have the fifth best pass rush. The Giants come in at the seventh best pass rush. But yeah, Giants defensive line, really, really good. And with the question mark around Landon for the next few games, I expect Brett Toth to play in this game. The interior, Dexter Lawrence is not the player he once was, but that's a potentially tough matchup there. And then, again, like most weeks, you go into this and say, it's a good thing the Eagles have Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, and you still feel that way. But with them not playing at the level like they mostly have throughout their career, certainly Lane a Hall of Fame career and Mailata on his way to a Hall of Fame career, the line in general has just not been great. So communication will be key. To a certain degree, they might be out on an island if you're out on the edge in the interior wise. You got to get ready for stunts. They mix things up on the defensive line. So communication will be key. But I got to give the Giants defensive line the edge in this one. There's just too much talent along the edges. Still have Dexter Lawrence in the middle. And while the offensive line for the Eagles took a step forward last week, I don't think they are where they need to be yet as a pass blocking unit. So the Giants are bad. They lose all the time with this defensive line. I don't think the Giants having the advantage in the defensive line is a huge deal, but if the Giants were to pull an upset, this is how it would happen. It would be the defensive line taking over the game, but I don't expect that to happen. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. I know it's not great with the Phillies right now, but don't worry. The Eagles will turn it around. I feel pretty confident about that. So that'll do it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.